Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Vayechi. As Max just mentioned us a minute ago, we have Chazak. It's the end of Sefer Bereishis. Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek. And really, the truth of the matter is it's a very appropriate parsha to end Bereishis, the end of the book of the Amos. Ends in this week's parsha. Yaakov Avinu, it's called Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu dies in this week's parsha. The Shvatim as well all pass away in this week's parsha. It's really the end of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and even Yaakov's family, moving over to the next book, the book of Golas, the book of Shmos, the book of Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and the book of Golas and Geula. I'd like to share with you a beautiful machshava that I saw from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, great Gadol HaDor of the previous generation. He has a very interesting comment on a pasuk in the parsha. The pasuk says, when Yosef realizes that Yaakov is about to die, and he wants to bring his sons in for a bracha, so he sends for Yaakov. Yaakov comes to Yosef, and Yosef brings the sons before Yaakov, and there's a whole conversation that goes on between Yaakov and Yosef. And then Yaakov says the following words, V'ata ne'a, shnei banecha, your two sons, who are his two sons?
Ephraim
and Manasseh. Listen to these very interesting words. Hanola dim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim, that were born to you in the land of Egypt, ad bo'i elecha, before I came to you in Mitzrayim. In other words, Manasseh and Ephraim that were born to you, Yosef, before I got to Egypt, lihim, they are mine. They are mine. What does that mean? What does that mean? The two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, that were born to you before I got to Mitzrayim, Yaakov says, those are my sons. What does it even mean? What's the idea behind that? What's the pshat in there? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says a beautiful, beautiful insight. I'd love for you to hear this insight and internalize. It's a gorgeous insight. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein like this. When a person is supposed to mechanech his children, when a person is supposed to educate his children, when a Rebbe is supposed to educate his Talmidim, listen carefully, please. The goal of that education, from parent to child, from Rebbe to student, is not that it should end with the child. And it's not that it should end with the student. The goal of a person's education, says Moshe Feinstein, the goal of the influence that one is supposed to have is supposed to be not only recognized in the children, but in the generations to come. Says Moshe Feinstein an incredible insight. He says like this. He says, Yosef, you raised two children in Mitzrayim, in the middle of Tumah, in the most vile, impure place in the entire world. And you raised them with such purity, you raised them with such kedusha. Yaakov said, those kids are whose kids?
My
kids. You know why? He's able to see on Manasseh and Ephraim the influence that he had on Yosef. Yaakov was able to see the imprint of his chinuch, not only on his children, but on his grandchildren. And he therefore says to them, those kids are mine. The kids that you have now, from now on, when I'm already in Mitzrayim, those could be your kids. You know why? Because you're surrounded by all these Jews. You have all the shvatim. You have family to raise children like that. Okay, not such a big deal. Those could be your kids, says Yaakov to Yosef. You know who my kids are? You know where I can see the imprint of my education? Not only on my child, but my grandchild, Manasseh and Ephraim are my kids. They're my children. Says Moshe Feinstein, that's the goal of an educator. That's the goal of a parent. That's the goal of each individual, that when we become parents ourselves, when we educate, it's not only meant to be for our children or for our students, but it's meant to be for generations to come. And I'd like to share with you a beautiful pshat, another pshat of Moshe Feinstein, not on this parsha, but again, it fits in beautifully with this thought. Rav Moshe Feinstein is found, this other one is found in Parshas Nitzavim. My Parsha too, Nitzavim. I Nitzavim Vayelach, bring it.
Same.
Both. At the end of Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah says these words, the famous words, Uvacharta b'chay. What does that mean, Uvacharta b'chay? You should choose life. This is the pasuk that tells us about Bechira Chavshis, you should choose life. But then it adds the following phrase, Uvacharta b'chay, you should choose life. Leman tichye ata vizarecha, so that you and your children will live. He asks of Moshe Feinstein, what does that mean? Should choose life so that you and your children will live? Isn't that extra? Isn't that phrase so extra, so extraneous, so redundant? Choose life so you and your children shall live? What's the connection? Choose life so you can have life. Why choose life so you and your children can live? Hold on to your seats, you might fall off from this chat. Hold on to your chairs. Says Moshe Feinstein. You know what it means? It means when you choose in your life between X and Y, between good and bad, when you choose life over death, when you choose to do mitzvos over averos, you should choose it with the understanding and the realization that what you're doing not only is going to affect you, but it's going to affect your children and your grandchildren too. You should choose life in a way that it affects uvacharta b'chaim so that you can live and who else can live? Your children, your grandchildren, uvacharta b'chaim u'mantich yatav zarecha. You have to understand that what you're doing in this world is not only for yourself. Some of you in this shiur will appreciate what I have to say. Some of you may have missed it. There's a boy that's not feeling well today in our shiur. He should have a full shlema. He sent a message to the group earlier this morning. He's not feeling well.
He might be coming down. I think I saw him.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll tell him. Tell him he got a shout out on the shmuz. A few days ago in shiur, he was very, very tired. So I wanted to wake him up. So what did I say to him? I said, Yehuda, you have to wake up for the solstice. You know why? But I said, remember, what did I say?
For your grandchildren.
For your grandchildren, I said that. It woke him up. It startled him. Wake up for your grandchildren? I need my grandchildren. I don't even know what my children are going to look like. My grandchildren? Yeah, the answer is, uvacharta b'chai, you should choose life. L'man tichya, so you can live. Ata b'zarecha. Says Yaakov to Yosef, these children in front of me, they're mine. I can see the imprint of my education not only on my children or my grandchildren. I was so impressed, so excited about the fact that even in Mitzrayim, you can see the imprint of his own education. I'm telling you a beautiful story, Hussein. Let's do a nice story, a shmaka story. We read this last night, the beautiful sefer. I've got the name of the sefer, but it's a very nice sefer. But a very nice story, a true story. Listen to this story. There was a fellow who lived in Germany before the war. And he was a very, very wealthy fellow. A lot of the Jews in Germany had a lot of money. A lot of Jews in Poland had a lot of Torah, didn't have a lot of money. A lot of Jews in Germany did have a lot of money, not a lot of Torah. That's just how it went down in Germany. It was pretty much the breakdown. There was some Torah in Germany also. There's also a lot of enlightenment and a lot of other things that challenged the Torah in Germany. Germany had that. A lot of very, very strong Talmud scholars. In Poland, anyway, long story short, he fell out of business. His business was related to sewing and sweatshop business, etc. He had a son. His name was Zebulun, his son. And he was 17 years old, and his father introduced him to his practice, and his father saw he was very, very handy and very, very talented. And quickly he was able to pick up the business very, very well. And his father gave him a lot of jobs to do. And sometimes jobs meant traveling a few hours, sometimes traveling to do this job here, that job there. And one time he got a job which required a 5-hour train ride from where he was in Germany to somewhere else. Okay. Says goodbye to his father, takes his things, and he gets on the train and boards the train for a 5-hour train ride to do this business deal. Father goes into the kid's room, to Zebulun's room. He notices that his kid left his talis. He took his tefillin, but left his talis. The minute of German Jews was that even before you were married, you wear a talis. And the father noticed that he took his tefillin and left his talis. And the father said, huh? That's strange. And guess what the father did? Took the talis, got on a train, on a 5-hour train ride after his son, found the hotel that we were staying in, knocked on the door. The son is startled like crazy. What's my dad doing? There's no cell phones. He knocks on the door of the hotel and says, my son Zebulun, hi. He says, Dad, is everything okay? You came 5 hours on a train after me. Father says to him, son, maybe you forgot something at home. So son's like, maybe I forgot one of the documents, one of the shtoros, one of the deeds that were in for this great sale I'm about to make. No, it wasn't that. He goes, did you bring your talis with you? He's like, actually, no. I took my tefillin, left my talis at home. Father takes out of his bag, hands the talis and says, here, I don't want you to be able to tell us when you dive in tomorrow morning. Bung. Travel 5 hours to give the kid a talis. Listen carefully, friends. It wasn't the 5 hours to give that kid his talis. It was 5 hours so that his grandchildren and great-grandchildren would be careful with mitzvah talis. What kind of impression I thought would be on the kid that my father would travel 5 hours? It's so important to him. I'll travel 5 hours to go ahead and bring my talis to me. You know how precious that is to a child? You know when I'll forget that? Never. You know what kind of impression that makes on the kid? You can't even put it into words. On both sides, listen carefully, please, to understand this. I know it's hard to imagine. You're old, 18, 19 years old. You're like, yeah, I have my whole life in front of me. And as Rav Hashem, you do. But life goes really quick. And before you know it, you're going to get married. And before you know it, you're going to have children. And before you know it, and I can tell you from experience, before you know it, your children are going to grow up. And they're going to get married and have children. My children aren't married yet, that's true. But I can't tell you. I like to tell you. Watch my fingers right now. Watch my fingers. That's how fast my oldest daughter went from being zero to being your age, 19. That's what it feels like in my life. Snap of a finger. It goes so fast. On both sides, life is very quick. Life is very short. We don't have a lot of time to accomplish yet. You know what we're going to leave over in this world? Our children. And you know what they're going to leave over in this world? Their children. You know what they're going to leave over? Their children. And guess what? What you do today not only affects your children, but it affects your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Trust me. If you do it right and you choose right, if you're bocher b'chayim, you'll choose right in a way that's going to affect your children and your grandchildren. And if you choose wrong, unfortunately, it also can really, really impact generations to come. And therefore, I implore you, I close with this. Chevra, think big. Don't think small. Don't think about here and now. Don't think about this opportunity of, yeah, I can go to this good time. Don't think about the good time here and now. Think about what's going to be long term. In the long term, is it worth it? It's not worth it, probably. In the long term, is it going to matter if you got that steak or not? Probably not. Is it going to matter if you filled that title that you wanted to fill? No. What's going to matter? That black gemara that you worked hard to do. On a Friday morning, with everyone else going out to chill, and you spend that extra few minutes learning, you know what that's going to do? It's going to build your grandchildren. We spoke about you before. It's going to build your grandchildren. Ubacharta b'chayim, says Moshe Feinstein, l'man tirchia atav ezarecha. You should understand that what we do today affects not only us, and not only our children, our grandchildren. Yaakov even looks at Nashon Ephraim, says Moshe Feinstein, and says, those are my kids! He can see his own chinuch on his grandchildren. That, Abosai, is a tremendous madrigal. We should be zochah to understand this message, to internalize it, to realize that what we do today affects not only tomorrow. On the screen upstairs, it says, building tomorrow today. And I want to make a little asterisk. Building generations to come today. Not just tomorrow. It's building our children and grandchildren. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael. Shukayach.